Oh, mate, I think it's been awesome. I think it's been an incredible slam. I think the ATP have done a killer job getting this next-gen ready for when one of them does go big to strike with this next-gen finals at the top 23 and under players playing in the championships at the end. And we've been talking about them now for about 12 months, but to see the likes of Shapovalov, Rublev, Chorich, team all come through in Flushing Meadows, I think it's been outstanding.
Okay, so what do you make of then the matchups then? Has it been what we should expect? Now, Kevin Anderson, who you've got on with very well, you've had over, what, two, three times for the Classic?
Yeah, he's been here a number of times. It might even be upwards of five.
Wow. Okay, so that final against a Rafael Nadal, what does that do in terms of the appeal factor for you? Obviously, Rafa's out of the realms. He's not coming back, even though he came here as a 16-year-old. Has it opened up doors? Has it opened up your view on who you target then, Carl, for both men's and women's tournaments next January?
Yeah, it's been a massive, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess a hindrance in a way. It's been great in terms of the players that we're talking to about coming, that want to come, are performing really well, which is great. You know, we're going to be getting players coming here in form. The downside of that is it costs me a lot more money. So it's just finding that balance of going, well, you want them to win, but you also don't want them to win too much.
So for a Madison Keys, for example, and a Coco Vandeweghe who's been down here as well, when they make a slam like this, does all of a sudden the agent get back on the blower and say, mate, the game ball or the ballpark of what we want and what we're, as you say, the cash we're after, the tournaments we're now looking at has changed on the back of one slam performance?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think Sloan would mind me talking about this. 6 weeks ago, Sloan and I were, well, in Wimbledon, we confirmed a wild card and for her to commit to playing in the ASB Classic. That has now completely changed. She's had such an incredible rise up the rankings. She's gone from 900 odd to, she'll go firmly top 20 off the back of this performance. And so things just rapidly change. And your starting position is always, we're in a pretty good space to get them back. It just changes the dollars and cents and how many of them we can get.
What are they like? Are the players or the agents here, are they the ones that can turn their backs very quickly if things all of a sudden start going their way, as you say, for a Sloane Stephens who's gone to 20 in the world?
Oh, look, it's like anything, mate. There's some people you get on with better than others and some that will treat you better than others. And someone like John Tobias, who's Sloane's agent, has been fantastic. He's sort of been really transparent and upfront with us. Her starting position as she'd like to play in Auckland, it's the onus now goes on me to see what we can put together as a fair offer for someone that could well be in 24 hours a Grand Slam champion.
What about the men's side of the draw? I mean, what you mentioned these young names coming through. I guess what I'm asking you, Budgie, if you were to announce in a couple of months' time these young guys coming through, would that be enough to get the ball rolling with your corporates and sales and sitting back saying, actually, I want to go and watch this new breed of tennis star coming through?
Yeah, two answers to that. One, we're 60% sold out before announcing a single player, so we're lucky at the moment that there's a lot of momentum behind the tournaments and that people seem to want to be coming, irrespective of who's playing. That said, I personally think it's really exciting seeing these guys come through. Every year I'm asked, am I going to get Federer? Is Federer going to come back? And the response is, well, he was here, he just didn't take a chance. And often when I say that about a young player coming through, it sounds like I'm trying to sell tickets. But I can guarantee you, a guy like Shapovalov, Rublev, even Kachanov that we had last year, you saw it with Dominic Thiem a couple of years ago when we said it. These guys are the future of tennis, and your opportunity is to come and see them at this stage of their career before they do go big. And you can sit at the pub in a few years' time and go, I remember watching him at Stanley Street.
Who would you take at the moment? So I'm going to give you the option of one of these players: Sloane Stephens, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova. There you go, Budgie.
I'll ask that question. It's a really tough one. I probably wouldn't take Serena just solely on not the uncertainty of whether or not she's going to be playing in week one. Maria Sloane's a really interesting question, and as I say, I'm weighing that up myself. Loyalty says I want to go with Sloane. But there's my job from a media PR perspective is probably taken care of if Maria turns up. So
both
on the table and
Boo.
Both conversations we're having. Yeah, I thought you might say that, but I bet you want an interview with her.
Nah, actually, do you know what? This is the honesty. I wouldn't want an interview with Maria Sharapova because I'd get nothing out of it. I really wouldn't. It'd be like interviewing Tiger Woods for 10 minutes and having IMG in the background of the interview for the whole time. Budgie, you'd get nothing out of it.
Yeah, credit where credit's due to Maria. She's the ultimate professional when it comes to doing what she needs to do. It's not often the easiest, but it's when you do chat the mic in front of her, she's usually pretty good at making sure she hits the points. But I totally get that she's a contentious one this year, and a lot of it depends on where she ends up ranking wise. What it means, wildcards for Auckland, wildcards for Brisbane. I'm confident we'd get her over Shenzhen. But yeah, we've just got to look at where she finishes in the rankings and ultimately how much we value having someone like Maria Sharapova over here.
Wasn't there a wee bit of niggle between her and Caroline, eh? That was a fair old response. Well, I'm in the fourth round, where's she?
Yeah, well, that comes into it as well. And, we've built the reputation at the tournament of being loyal. And that's very much part of that consideration around how would some of these other players feel if we were to go and bring Maria here, maybe at the expense of someone else. I think we've got a brand that we need to protect and manage, and you work bloody hard to get these relationships with players like Caroline that you don't really want to throw them away for 1 year's game.
Go back to the spa pool budgie. You've added a lot to the cow conversation today. I love the call about the milk. Did that come easily to you or not?
Oh, it was utterly easy, mate. It was very, very easy.
Mate, well done. Well done. Lovely to chat with
you. You just missed udder.
Oh. Yeah, I did miss that. See, I bring you on for a point of difference, Budgie, a point of difference.
Oh, this has been different. I'll give you that, Chief.
Yeah, so now next time you see a cow, go up to Omaha at the moment and try and find a cow and report back to me. Does it freak you out or not? Do that for me, okay?
I'll send you a video.
Yeah, send me a video. See if you can tip them over, because you know they sleep standing up, eh?
Mate, have you ever seen me do a tackle? I don't think I've tackled anything in my life.
No, that's true. It actually runs in the Budge family.
Yeah, exactly.
It's genetics.
Yeah, unfortunately, the other one's a bit quicker than me, so I'm not sure what value I added.
Good on you, buddy. Lovely to chat with you. We'll catch up soon. That is Cal Budge.